emails are all over everywhere today. My take on this is really quite simple. Does this really surprise anyone? I mean, this guy is a globalist. He's an evil man. He's an unelected bureaucrat, deep state operative who's been placed in the highest paid position in our federal government. By the way, not elected by the will of the American people, but just given this unilateral authority to strip you of your everyday individual liberty, your freedom to move about, to have family gatherings, to celebrate holidays, making your kids wear masks as they exert themselves while they play hockey or baseball or basketball or whatever they do, gymnastics. This is the guy, the same government, by the way, that's weaponizing every asset at their disposal against freedom-loving, liberty-embracing, God-fearing Christian patriots in the United States. I mean, there is a really dark, sick underbelly happening here that is slowly becoming exposed, even forcing the legacy mainstream fake news media, aka the enemy of the people, to touch on some of these things, because the evidence that's coming out right now, are it's just waterfalls of proof. We've been doing this here on this program for a long time. Today on the program, as a matter of fact, we'll talk to Mackaysia Jackson. He's a young guy, a Marine veteran, who was present at the Capitol on the 6th of January. He documented everything, camera rolling the entire time, told the FBI about Antifa, BLM, and known Marxist violence inciters that he recognized there, who he was familiar with from previous Trump rallies that he attended. How did the FBI respond? By arresting Jackson for being present, for documenting the events, for peacefully protesting the certification of a fraudulent election as invited to do so by the President of the United States. After being ushered into the building by supposed law enforcement officers dressed as members of the Capitol Police Department, the entire system, from federal law enforcement agencies to the IRS, has been weaponized against you. The very people that you were raised to trust with everything. They want your guns. They want your freedom. They want you dead. They want to take your kids. They want to traffic them in a ring of pedophilia, and everybody, it seems, is in on it. The trusted Nickelodeon was featured on this program just yesterday after pushing a new piece featuring a transvestite and using FBI documented little boy lover insignia in their newest YouTube video, where, by the way, they used video tags to attract preschool aged kids and kindergartners and parents of them. These parents are unknowingly just setting their kids in front of the TV while they go clean the bathroom or make a sandwich. And they're watching this indoctrination, this feminization, this demasculinization, this transgender propaganda, this Black Lives Matter nonsense. The characters are riddled with these transgender insignias, flags, and Black Lives Matter logos. A group responsible for complete destruction and anarchist chaos through the country, which caused an estimated, I think, $12 billion in damage in just one summer, with nobody being held criminally responsible, and anybody that was arrested was immediately released by freedom funds promoted by Kamala Harris. This is a war. It's a war being waged by the left, and anyone that can't admit that is a complete fool or totally ignorant to the facts and should seek immediate mental health consultation. I mean, we told you months ago that this virus was likely man-made. And it was most definitely leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, by the way, funded by Anthony Fauci. We were tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists and racists for that. Huh. Interesting stuff. Craig Sawman Sawyer is a Marine, a Navy SEAL, a former federal air marshal, and founder of Veterans for Child Rescue. He joins us now. Did you see this deal on Nickelodeon, and does any of this surprise you?
I saw a little bit of it, Stu, and no, I'm sad to admit that it does not surprise me. As a national security whistleblower myself, having blown the whistle on a high-ranking SES-level executive from the FBI years ago and watched him get fired for gross mismanagement later, which was exactly what I'd reported him for, it's no surprise to see this this downward spiral, if you will, with our society and so many people intent on joining this agenda to break down our culture, that which made our country strong and insurmountable. as a nation by hostile nation states. They could not beat us with tanks, planes, and guns. So after World War II, the communists decided that they were going to overthrow the United States without firing a shot and attacking our culture, the pillars of our culture that made us so strong and so united and so proud and so hardworking. They were going to attack those pillars of our culture. And that's what we're seeing now. It's the 45 communist goals to overthrow the United States without firing a shot. And it's the ideological subversion that Russian KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov warned us about so eloquently back in the 70s and 80s.
You're the founder of VetsForChildRescue.org. You have heroically participated in identifying, locating, and actually arresting child sex traffickers, pedophiles. It seems like that is kind of a daunting responsibility. The more that I dig into these creeps, because I can't use the words that I want to on national television, the more that we dig into, it seems, every little bit of corruption in our federal government, the more it seems that the ultimate goal here, the main target for these globalists, for these communists, Marxists, authoritarians, is our kids.
Well, when you peel back the layers of power and authority and abuse of those platforms, you realize there's an impetus behind it. There's a motivating force and energy behind it, and it's evil to enslave other humans, and it's evil to take people's freedom and liberty in that effort. And there is a clash between good and evil struggling over control of the United States right now. And the children, Stu, are at the very front line of this clash. And the evil side wants to control and ultimately destroy the children. And it goes back into an ancient biblical gods, if you will, just other names for Satan, Baal and Moloch, ancient gods that these people worship, and they believe that destroying God's most precious and innocent, defiling them, really shattering their minds through horrific trauma, repeated trauma, and just shattering their minds and ruining their life's trajectory, what they were meant to be on this earth to live out their journey, has been absolutely shattered and destroyed. They believe that that's what they're supposed to do to the children. And that they get special power and benefits somehow from the dark side. That's what these people believe. They're so sick. They actually subscribe to evil, and they're intent on destroying the children. I never would have believed throughout my professional career or lifetime as an American that I would see this so pervasive here in our beloved country, founded by such good and decent men and defended by so many good and decent men and women over the centuries. It's disheartening to see. But look, it's not like we don't know the enemy's playbook. But all American citizens need to know. We can't vote for our own best interests, Stu, if we don't understand what the enemy's doing. If we don't understand the silent coup that has just taken over our country and why they're indoctrinating our children, why they've bought up all the microphones, if you will, big Hollywood and the mainstream news media and big tech with the social media, and cartoons. Why they're wanting to pervert and defile our children. If we don't understand what their objective is, how are we going to stop them? I know what their objective is, and I'm nobody special. I read the 45 communist goals of what they mean to do and listen to Yuri Bezmenov's lectures on it, which are on YouTube still to this day. Yuri Bezmenov, ideological subversion. Everybody owes it to themselves to look it up and consume, listen to his lectures. You'll be smarter and more empowered for it. And we need to make sure all our friends and family understand that, Stu. So we've got an American populace that is sadly unwitting to the attack under which we are suffering and losing literally everything precious and sacred to us.
I agree with that. That assessment is 100% dead on. Let me ask you about the border crisis. There's an unprecedented amount of kids flooding into this country undocumented. Is that intentional by design as part of this trafficking? I mean, what better way to hide the trafficking than to have undocumented migrants in the country that are underage who will do anything in the world to get here? I mean, anything in the world.
Well, from a federal criminal investigator standpoint, Stu, my muscle memory, Stu, is to go on solid factual evidence. So I approach any topic with skepticism, which is healthy. And so going down there and rolling with local law enforcement on the border, seeing what's going on, talking to my friends, talking to our investigators on our team. By the way, we've got 23 criminal investigators and 30 intel analysts, some of them 20 and 30 year veterans of different agencies. These guys have been around the block. It's my opinion now that is absolutely government sponsored human trafficking is what we're witnessing here. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol are busing children and illegal immigrants into the United States to airports that they're shipping to different airports in the dark of night. And they are taking the license plates off of the buses and the vans. They are moving them through backcountry roads instead of the main highways and roads that would be actually a quicker route to these airports. So they are surreptitiously smuggling criminal invaders, really, illegal aliens that have not been properly checked. They have not properly gone through the legal system to migrate into the United States. And this is all being done in the dark of night. Investigators and journalists are being lied to by Customs and Border Patrol agents and officials as to what's going on and what the nature of the facilities are that are housing the children. And there's no reason. Look, let's just boil it down. There's nothing wrong with the immigration process when it's run honorably. All of our ancestors and forefathers have gotten here through immigration. That's an honorable and good and respectable thing. We all love it. That's how we got here. Since when, Stu, did immigration become a dark, sinister, secret process by which the government has to run it as some sort of dark, black operation, covert operation, lie to people to tell them to go back into their homes? They're not welcome to come out and see the buses go by. They're not welcome to see all the vans full of children going by at 3 and 4 in the morning and put on aircraft and sent to Tennessee and all these other states where the people are just seeing the children pour off the planes and put in vans and taken to convenience store parking lots and just get in the trucks with other people and not a loving family, mother and father. Oh, hey, their son. And oh, it's a reunion. And let me, you know, here's the birth certificate. Let me sign for my unaccompanied child. And oh, a family reunion. No, they're just some adult male usually gets out of a vehicle and he's like, just grabs a child and there's no handshake or anything done. They just take one and get into a pickup truck and they're gone.
There are people
That's
down there
how
at
immigration
the border
is supposed to be handled.
Go actually ahead. Physically selecting people. What are you doing here? I'm shopping. I mean, it's a meat market. Essentially, they are farming humans right under your nose.
I realize it sounds crazy, Stu. The facts that we're talking about, you and I, we're sitting here talking about what we know to be true through our personal experiences and our close friends and contacts experiences. But doesn't it sound crazy that our federal government, that so many Americans are betraying us all with the badge and gun and just doing almost like the Nazis in World War II. I'm just doing my job. I'm going to line up families and exterminate them. Well, I was told to, so it must be okay. I'm having a hard time, Stu, even though I'm seeing it and I'm witness to the factual evidence. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around it and accepting this. It's so disappointing. I'm so disgusted with these quislings, these traitors of our Constitution, our American people.
Well, let's just go right after it then. So you mentioned something earlier about horrifying these children. You mentioned satanic rituals that repeatedly put kids through these horrific experiences. Our audience has asked a long time, and we have recently been talking about adrenochrome. Is this something that the general population should be aware of? Is it your opinion, Craig, that many people kind of know that this is going on, but they just don't want to admit it. They don't want to see it because once they see it, they know they can't unsee it. And they don't want to admit that this dark underbelly actually exists right here in the United States of America.
Well, it's absolutely true that people have that psychological aversion to such a revelation. It's painful, Stu. Look, I'm a hardened combat veteran. This breaks me down and makes me cry almost every day. Listening to the story, seeing the evidence, dealing with the cases. What's being done to children is so cruel, so intentionally horrifying and life-shattering and cruel. It's evil. There's no other way to label it. And it's intentionally evil. That's the entire point, to defile and destroy God's most precious and innocent. It's like an up yours to God from Satan. And Satan can apparently motivate certain weak-minded and weak-souled people into tormenting the children. That's what the spiritual clash is apparently about. That's what the people that are into it admit is behind it. So yes, normal people aren't wired that way. And it's terrible thing to be made aware of. But my God, it's happening. So why do we think that would have somehow go away just with us look turning the other way?
Well, it's not going to get fixed
that way. We have to face it. Now, on the adrenochrome aspect of it itself. Now, yes, are they torturing children to death? Yes, we know that to be true. Are they trafficking children for organ harvesting? Yes, we know that to be true. There's hundreds of federal cases where they've got all the evidence. It's not my opinion. It's fact. But there is a substance called adrenochrome, but I'm still not able to get adequate physical evidence or factual evidence that would hold up in a court of law for me personally so far, that adrenochrome is derived, that it's the product that is being rumored on the internet, that it's taken from children while they're being tortured. I don't know that to be true. I don't know it to be untrue, but I haven't been able to solidify that yet.
It's bad enough that
they're torturing the children and wrecking their minds. A lot of the children kill themselves afterward, even if they do survive it physically. It's absolutely evil, absolutely destructive, absolutely far too widespread. But on the adrenochrome chemical or aspect of it, I'm still not satisfied that I know enough about that to say that that's fact as claimed. But my God, what a dark, massive crime spree. And we do all deserve to be made aware of it. And that's why we spent 3 years filming Contraland. And people can watch it at ContralandMovie.com. Please do. And alert everybody that you know and care about with it. Again, we all deserve to be empowered with the knowledge of what's happening to us against our freedoms and liberties, against our country, and specifically more deliberately against our children.
And then being able to actually recognize that it's real and admit that it's going on.
Yeah,
and in a world like today that we're living in right now, with what I quoted as waterfalls of proof, mountains of evidence, you have to literally consider everything to be a possibility. And it's a really scary place to be. But until that you actually understand it, that it's actually at your back door, in your front yard, you'll never be able to come to grips with how to defeat it. And that's why we have to know that it's there. We're going to continue to investigate that adrenochrome thing. And although we cannot verify its validity either, there are so many reports of it. That is a road that we're going to go down here at the Stu Peters Show. For the sake of time, we got to get going because of we have to pay the bills. But you had, I want to leave this on a bright note, you had a recent victory. People have been coming after you. Anytime that you're successful, that's what people want to do. They want to shut you up. They want to silence you. They want to discredit you. They want to defame and slander you. This time, the good guy won. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, well, when I founded Veterans for Child Rescue and started making running operations, joint federal and local law enforcement operations, we've arrested 23 child predators with a 100% conviction rate. And so we're absolutely rock solid with what we're doing. Well, as soon as we began making real world arrests, there were a number of people that began just yelling into their laptops and cell phones that I was some sort of horrible person. And they were getting clicks on YouTube, and they were monetizing those videos. Well, one of them, his name was Daniel John Lee out of Juneau, Alaska. And he was yelling that I work for Hillary and that I'm a CIA MKO mind control agent and that I'm a demonic or satanic child abuser and pedophile. And everything that all the people that I'm arresting and putting behind bars to save the children, he's claiming that I was instead of who I really am with my factual life and reality. So I didn't know why he was doing it. I just thought it was ridiculous, but he started getting 100,000 views per video. So long story short, Doug Hagman and I got together with Russ Dizdar and Steve Quayle, and because Daniel Lee was begging us to sue him. Oh, if you think you can come against me, sue me. I dare you. I beg you. Yes, sue me. And so we did, and he ran. He got served, and he declined to even show up to try to defend his ridiculous accusations. And so in the end, we demonstrated the overwhelming evidence in a court of law, and it was demonstrated that he was guilty of defamation with malice to the degree of the judge awarding a judgment of $4.65 million against Daniel John Lee of Juneau, Alaska. So wow. The truth eventually comes out, and we're glad it did in this case. He claims not to be collectible. They'll never get a penny out of me, but it looks like he's making about $15,000 cash touring around, ministering to people on state-by-state roadshow.
With the unprecedented amount of IRS field agents that the Biden administration wants to employ to hunt down everybody for the $200 per gun annual tax, and a slew of other things that they are going to target and weaponize that agency for. Maybe there'll be enough of those agents to go and find out what this guy is up to. ContralandMovie.com. That's ContralandMovie.com. Do yourself a favor, educate yourself, and then once you have viewed that wonderful production, make sure that you share it with all of your friends. Craig Sawman Sawyer is doing excellent work over at VetsForChildRescue.org. Make sure that you visit him there for all of the wonderful work that he's doing. We appreciate you being here, making the time for us today, Craig. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Stu. I appreciate your voice, man. Keep it up.
I got to tell you something I am incredibly excited to announce. We have been working on this for a very long time. So many lawyers have been contacted regarding this. I have been in touch with a man who had a $100 million company that was shut down, banned by the federal government. So you automatically know that his product worked. Why would you want to cure cancer when you can make trillions of dollars treating it? It's all part of the globalist agenda, no longer, because we can make men again. All of this demasculinization, all this feminization, all of the things that they're putting in the hormones and stuff that they're putting in your food, the stuff that's in your water, I'm telling you, they want to take over by making all men into feminist women. That's what they want to do. That's why they're pushing this transgender stuff on our kids, is because they don't want men to be men. We can make men again. After all of these attorneys have been contacted, after all of this suppression, these gag orders, all this nonsense, we have found a way to bring a product back. You've heard of IGF-1. You've heard of HGH, the human growth hormone. This is how these athletes, they were all using this stuff. It was making men. It's a natural substance that's in your body. Now, in New Zealand, there are deer that have this velvet. This velvet works. This product works. The reason why in New Zealand is because their antlers grow faster than anywhere else. The reason why is because in the tips of those antlers, they possess an extraordinary amount of this IGF-1. Go to keystolife.shop. Go to keystolife.shop. It's right there on the screen. Now, if you go to keystolife.shop through the Stu Peters Show, that is the link that'll bring you then to the other link. But you'll get... if you pick the most inexpensive product on their site and you do auto ship, you will get the most expensive product or any product of your choice absolutely free. Sleep aids, all kinds of stuff. And it's not just for men. Okay, but that's the premise. The reason why we brought it back is because we need men to be men again. I'm extremely excited to have them on the program. Go to keystolife.shop right now, keystolife.shop, and find out more. I'll be updating you on this. Very exciting stuff. Go to keystolife.shop. Right now. RedVoiceMedia.com broke a video about 2 weeks ago that completely destroyed the false narrative about a violent Trump-supporting cop-killing insurrection at the Capitol on the 6th of January. We know the whole thing was a setup, a complete lie.
Here's the media show. You understand?
We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
But until now, we haven't known exactly how orchestrated it really was. Makaysha Jackson is a Marine Corps veteran who witnessed cops waving people in, moving barricades to allow patriots inside the building, high-fiving people, shaking hands, and taking selfies with the peaceful Trump-supporting patriots. And he also witnessed familiar faces, people he knew to be radical Marxists that had previously been calling for armed revolutions in Utah just last summer, who were there posing as Trump supporters, but agitating and helping the left to formulate this Hollywood script. Jackson has since been arrested by the weaponized Biden FBI. He spent 30 hours in jail. He's facing decades in federal prison, and he joins us now to tell the story, the world, the truth, from a firsthand, first-person perspective, bravely breaking his silence to tell the world the truth about the 6th of January. Makaysha, thank you so much for being here. First of all, we thank you for your service as a Marine, and we honor the bravery it takes to come forward here today.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so the thing was a complete setup, a total sham. Nobody has told the story as of yet like you have. Take us through that day. How convinced are you that this entire thing was a total charade?
110%. It was a whole setup, a psyop from the establishment. When we were walking to the Capitol, even before we got to Capitol grounds, I remember directly seeing DC Capitol Police already dressing up in riot gear. Everyone was just peacefully marching and going towards the Capitol. And you see already people dressing up in riot gear. That didn't make any sense at first. And then when you get to the Capitol, I see two Capitol officers waving us in. And this thousands of people started going. We get there, we're on the steps, everyone's peacefully protesting. Not even 5 minutes at the inauguration steps, the riot squad comes out of nowhere, starts hitting people, close fists, batons, starts spraying OC spray on everyone.
Nobody's doing anything at this point. Nobody's agitating. Nobody's being violent. Nobody's threatening anybody. No weapons have been displayed, anything. They just are standing there. They are peacefully and patriotically making their presence known. As the president of the United States called for when he invited you to be there, and out of nowhere, you begin being assaulted by people that are dressed as police officers.
That's correct. And even before that, they were aiming their pepper guns at us. It didn't make any sense. I was watching everything take place.
Now, you're a Marine. You've been trained in, you know, some of these combat scenarios. You've been trained to actually handle a crowd like this. Were they handling the situation according to the training that you have had?
No. And when I was in, we actually specialized in riot training for a little bit. I was an 0311 rifleman, and they handled it terrible. And they had control. But then out of nowhere, they just kept getting violent and escalating everything.
So the people that incited the confrontation were those in uniform?
Yes.
Did it seem to you like there was some sort of an order that happened where all at once they just became offensive?
Yes, you could see it in everyone's faces. The captain, he was controlling everything. He was screaming like a girl, cussing at everyone, pointing at everyone. He had no idea what to do. He just kept getting violent and making his officers get more violent.
Unbelievable. What about the crowd before the attack happened? Before the attack by the officers on peaceful citizens of the United States of America? I mean, just those words coming out of my mouth, it's horrific. I mean, I just can't believe that I'm here on a national platform asking questions about this. I have to try to wrap my head around this. Was the crowd, the peaceful crowd, verbally engaging with the officers as they started pointing these pepper ball guns at them? Were they asking them, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And then was there any response from these officers?
Oh, yes. I was recording everything and analyzing everything. There was people in the way back like, why are you guys doing this? Cussing at the officers, calling them oath breakers now, just being disorderly to everyone. And even before we got there, there was this happy protesters smiling, laughing, hugging each other, getting ready to go support the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Then they just lost control and did some really bad harm. There were women, there was kids in the middle of everything. They were shooting flashbangs with peaceful people standing there, not doing anything.
We've seen some pictures here of elderly people that were there. I mean, these people could physically pose no threat, and they were hit multiple times with rubber munitions. They were gassed. They were sprayed. They were targeted. They were standing near children. I don't know about you, Makasia, but I would not bring my child. I'm a father. I have three kids. I would not bring my child to an event where I knew a riot was going to be taking place. I mean, clearly that wasn't what the goal was here.
Absolutely. You're correct. I would never do that too. It was disgusting and it was hideous.
Okay. So take us through this. Now you're there and you see the barricades begin to be moved. You see that people are going to be allowed in. They're being waved in. They're being high-fived. Was this before the attack by the officers?
Yes, at the inauguration steps, that was before everything. Then they came out of nowhere, the riot squad, and shooting pepper balls. And that's when I started noticing agitators and dressed in all black. And there was a guy who was shirtless. And I'm not talking about Jake the Bullhorn guy. There was a guy shirtless playing the drums. And I've never seen as many as rallies and Trump protests I've been to. I've never seen any guy shirtless playing the drums like you see at some of these left-wing communism events.
Okay. And so take us through this guy that's dressed in all black. You recognize him. You know him from Utah. He's a Marxist. He's a radical. He was calling for violent revolutions. There he is posing as a Trump supporter. I mean, I know that you don't have any physical evidence to suggest a theory that these people are paid, but can you speculate that they were there for a purpose to serve somebody in a script that was seemingly written by somebody? I mean, what's your perception as somebody who was there?
Yes, definitely BLM and Antifa agitators dressed in all black. And when I was inside, I remember seeing the chamber doors and there was people in black hoodies busting out the windows and there was Trump supporters telling them to knock it off. And you had them all around the buildings too, just in different spots, just doing vandalism and agitating people and getting the cops agitated.
So the FBI issued a warrant for your arrest.
Yes.
Okay. They clearly have hours and hours, hundreds or thousands of hours of surveillance footage from the Capitol grounds. They clearly have access to video evidence of non-Trump supporters inciting this violence. They have the same video evidence that you have probably shown them that has been circulating the internet and then removed and deleted from communist platforms like Facebook and Twitter. They have access to Trump supporters saying, stop, don't do that, be peaceful. But yet, these people that were actually causing the destruction, agitating the violence, disrupting and impeding Congress, forcing their way in, are allowed to go free, while people who are encouraging peace and stability and patriotism and discouraging violence and destruction of property are being hunted down by the FBI. What did the FBI say to you?
They got to my house on March 24th. They got tipped off by people reporting on my Instagram and my JFK report. That's my political page. They came to my house. They knock on the door. My roommate answers. Hey, is Makasia home? Pronounced my name wrong. I already know who I am. I go there. I meet him. They're like, hey, you already know why we're here. I was like, yep. We just need to make sure you're not the pipe bomber. And I looked at him with crazy eyes. Okay. And I looked at him too. And I said, listen, I'm not a violent person. I was recording and documenting everything. Then they're like, well, you know, you weren't supposed to be inside. I said, what? I just shook my head and it was so real to me. They took me to the VA hospital and I got checked in for 5 days. Then my mom and brother coughed up $4,000 each to get me the lawyer in Arizona. Then about 2 months later, they called me without contacting my lawyers first to ask more stuff about the Proud Boys, because I'm not a Proud Boy, but I was with them that day to record and analyze everything. And I wanted protection because I only went by myself.
So you went by yourself to this event. You recorded and documented everything. You're being accused of doing something that you absolutely did not do. All of that is documented by physical video evidence.
Yes.
And yet they're charging you with federal crimes and you are facing federal prison time.
Yes.
I'm having such a hard time wrapping my head around how there are hundreds of millions of people in this country that are not completely outraged by this, that have been completely lied to and taken advantage of by a false narrative perpetuated by a criminal media.
Yes.
Who framed the death of Brian Sicknick, a heroic Capitol Police officer, as a murder at the hands of fire extinguisher wielding Trump supporters, absolutely did not happen. They're talking about a violent insurrection that no weapons were carried to, no Trump supporters that have been arrested in this, no weapons found on anybody there that were there in support of the president.
And it was never planned. There was no plan of going to the Capitol, even the riot happening and the violence. There was nothing of that. It legitimately just happened out of nowhere when the D.C. Capitol Police got violent and started hitting and shooting at people and the rubber bullets and the flashbangs. Then you had areas where cops weren't doing anything. They were just standing there talking to people, letting people in, high-fiving people. Then you get inside, it's the same thing. You got cops being violent, and you had cops shaking hands, taking selfies, and you had three percenters and oath keepers protecting cops from not being violent on other protesters or agitators getting violent on the D.C. cops.
Why do you suppose there was such a difference in the behavior of certain groups of so-called cops than other groups? Why were some of them high-fiving, shaking hands, taking selfies, while others were attacking?
Poor training. Obviously, they don't know each other, and they had a different agenda, or they had people there they knew maybe might have been Trump supporters, and they didn't like them, and they had an agenda for it.
Do you believe that 100% of the people that were wearing badges and patches were actually law enforcement officers working for the Capitol Police?
No.
You believe that there were people posing as police officers that were not police?
Yes, because some of their actions show otherwise in how they handled everything.
We have seen video here at the Stu Peters Show that we have not really vetted. I mean, I don't know how you would change the appearance of a person on video, but we haven't released it yet. I believe that we're working on doing that. There's a line of officers that just simply walks away. They leave calmly while this supposed violent insurrection, this weaponized murderous mob, is overtaking the Capitol building where the certification of an election is taking place. They're walking away. These officers appear to be 16 to 18 years of age when you look underneath their shields. Did you witness any officers that were extremely, shockingly young to you?
I did not witness that.
Okay.
But I did witness just cops just standing there and just not knowing what to do while their captain was just sitting there screaming with his head cut off.
So you were inside the building. You were allowed inside the building, essentially invited inside the building. Is that an accurate account?
Not invited. When I got to the actual Capitol, the doors were wide open already. There was hundreds of Trump people on the wheelchair ramp, just standing in line, smiling, giggling, having a good time, going in. Then you had riot police spread out everywhere, talking to people, just didn't know what to do. Other people yelling at the cops for being disorderly to people. Then I get inside, there's just people protesting, people going in different chambers, different rooms. And that's when I noticed John Sullivan, the Marxist revolutionary guy from Utah, in his black pants, blouse boots, black boots, just looking around, looking suspicious.
And what was he doing? Just looking around?
It was a quick, I didn't realize I had him on video until I was going through everything, and my lawyer has everything now.
Did you share that video with the FBI? Did you identify this person to them?
When the FBI came to my house, the two agents, I even told them that they looked at each other like this, like, who's this guy? And I looked at him like, are you serious? They're going after regular guys like me and millions of other people. They don't care about these other people. Their agenda is to get this. And when I read my 17 docs report page from the FBI, it contradicts itself so much. And the FBI agents, the two agents that were investigating me, they weren't investigating me. It was a retired special agent trained in domestic terrorism. I am not a domestic terrorist. That is disgusting.
If you were to somehow be rendered silent and unable to speak at all to anybody for whatever reason after this interview and never be heard from again, What is the one thing that you would want everybody to know that you don't know is 100% out there right now regarding this event, regarding anything that you've been through?
I want the people, the American people, to know that I'm fighting for everyone there on January 6th. I'm never going to give up. If they come and get me, I'm never going to be silent, because that's what they want to do. They took down my social media, and the FBI agents even told me the U.S. attorney wanted to give me felonies in D.C., and he does not like me because I'm not staying silent. I am a fighter. I'm a godly man. I'm a religious Lutheran. I'm never going to back down from the government. I'm never going to back down from no man. I only fear Christ Jesus. And I'm going to stand up for everyone there that was part of January 6th peacefully protesting, because this is disgusting what we're seeing in our country. This, the FBI is now the KGB. What we're witnessing is communism and socialism's already here in this country. And that's what I do. I expose propaganda and I expose political philosophies.
There is a very dark underbelly of this government that we are pulling the covers back on one day at a time, thanks to honorable and brave people like you. Mackayzia Jackson, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
People oftentimes ask me, what is the best way to support your platform, Stu? Can we donate? Sure, you can donate. Go to StuPetersRadio.com. You can make a donation if you want to. But the best way to support this platform is by supporting our sponsors. They stick around. The platform sticks around. Also, when you support our sponsors, you get something great in return. For example, StepOnSocks.com, a three-pack of 100% high-quality cotton Patriot-designed socks for just $17.76. I knew that you would like that number. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now and get yourself a legacy format version of the sock. All of the globalist names on the bottom: Fauci, Gates, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Biden, Pelosi. They're all written on there. You can walk around, step on these snakes all day long. I take my shoes off whenever I have the opportunity. I put my feet up on the desk here at the studio. The production staff loves it. The liberal neighbors down the street got an anonymous package from me, because you get three packs. A free pack for $17.76. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Support our sponsors, American Patriot-owned sponsors, by the way. That's the only people that we will do business with. And also support our platform by going to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. Every single day on the Stu Peters Show, we are blessed with the presence of Deanna Lorraine. She's a political commentator, very seasoned. That's what makes her a best-selling author. Make sure that you get her book, Taking Back America. You can find more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. She's here today to talk to us about a former leader of Black Lives Matter from right here in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities metropolitan area, ground zero of where the $12 billion in damage was instigated, where it all began, who is now saying Black Lives Matter is wrong. Deanna?
Right. So Rashad Turner, who was the leader of the Minnesota chapter of Black Lives Matter, he said that he went into Black Lives Matter thinking, wow, this is a great chance to rebuild Black communities and do something that contributes to Black communities because I care. And yes, Black lives do matter. So it aligns. This is perfect. But guess what? A year and a half later, he has come out swinging and just released a video a couple days ago on YouTube that went viral that says he realized after being on the inside for a while that, surprise, surprise, they don't care about the Black community. They don't care about rebuilding the Black community. They certainly don't care about restructuring and solidifying the Black family. And they don't give a crap about Black education. And
so
you learn this
I've
from
seen
being
these headlines all over the place. I think Fox News had a deal on Rashad Turner earlier. What is he saying now? What is he saying that the answer to this is?
Well, first of all, he said that he realized that when they were advocating against charter schools and against school choice, that was a light bulb for him. He said, wait a second. If you were truly for Black lives and education, how could you be against school choice? Why would you want to imprison Black communities and Black people in the shackles of these schools that they really can't get out of? They're going to be built in the system. They're going to get back into the prison system, and they're going to go in the low education system. We need to fight against this. So now he's still working for the Black community. He's working for a community that actually advocates for school choice. It's an organization that actually advocates for charter schools. Now, he hasn't actually said he's going to personally help rebuild all those Black communities that he helped advocate to tear down and loot and riot and burn, which would be very nice, right? But he is coming out against it, and we do need more leaders like that. Same with Patrice Cullins. Remember her, one of the other big founders of Black Lives Matter. She actually just stepped down recently Why? Because she's working on her book deal and her a new television show and her $7 or $8 million homes that she wants to go get cozy in right now. So that's the state of Black Lives Matter. And it's really sad because it takes some people a long time to realize that no, Black Lives Matter doesn't give a rat's ass about the Black community, because if they cared, they wouldn't say in their mission statement that they wanted to destroy the Western nuclear family and that they wanted to replace the word father with gender neutral terms that were more inclusive.
The problem is that the big problem plaguing the Black community is that the nuclear family structure doesn't really exist for the majority of those people in impoverished neighborhoods, and that they grow up without fathers. So what they're doing is they're pointing at the problem and saying that this isn't really the problem. And, you know, and as for Rashad Turner, you're right. Okay, great. You have come out and said what we already know. You have come out and told us what we know to be true, is that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization that is actually detrimental to the Black community. Now, if you want to be a real leader and a real hero, you have the national stage now, Mr. Turner. You have the attention of the entire populace of the United States of America that actually pays attention. So with that platform, start a GoFundMe page and help to rebuild all of the neighborhoods that you instigated the destruction of. $12 billion in damage happened over one season, over one summer, as a result of the instigation by leadership like you, your words, your actions, and that group. So if you want to be a hero, fine. Do it. Put your money where your mouth is and start a GoFundMe page or some other crowdfunding and start transforming that group. Reimagine policing no more. Let's reimagine what Black Lives Matter really looks like as a real movement for Americans who understand that all lives matter.
Right. Let's refund the police instead of defund the police. And yes, he has a big platform now. And these people, it's great to release a YouTube video and go viral on and go Fox News a couple times. Awesome. But if you're right, if he really wants to put his money where his mouth is and put his walk with his talk, he better actually do something that repairs the family unit of Black communities.
And other than one program over there on the Fox News channel, I mean, we devastate them as far as the amount of people that watch this program daily versus those. So if you want a real platform, Mr. Turner, I'll interview you as soon as you agree that that is what you're going to do. I'll give you this platform to tell the entire world where they can go, how they can help to fund this thing, and what you are doing personally to help rebuild the community that you had a hand in destroying.
Boom. Exactly. So let's see if he takes that offer and comes on your show and actually helps rebuild the Black community that he helped destroy and advocate for the looting and rioting and the burning up. Let's see if that actually happens. Because until that happens, then this will continue to go downhill. And his message will be ignored. His message will be largely ignored by the people, the very people that he needs to have it resonate with most.
Absolutely.
And speaking of messages being ignored, let's talk about messenger RNA, the mRNA technology. All right, that we have seen with Moderna and Pfizer, et cetera, that's being rushed in an experimental vaccine that's been killing thousands of people everywhere. So it's very interesting. But one of the founders of the mRNA technology, his name is Luigi Warren, and we don't really even know his name until a couple of days ago. Luigi Warren has a Twitter account, actually, and he tweeted the other day that, hey, guess what? Because I'm one of the founders of the mRNA vaccine technology, and I'm one of the co-founders of Moderna that helped to build Moderna, I can actually attest to the fact that, yes, the vaccine shedding of the spike protein is real. It actually does occur. Now, when it occurs, he says it occurs in smaller amounts that is most likely not harmful or going to cause disease to other people. But it actually is real and it does occur. So because he posted that tweet on Twitter, guess what? The Twitter police came and suspended his account. They said fake news. Now he's appealing back though. He's not backing down. He says this with the appeal. He says, just appealed as follows. The tweet you locked me out for is correct. I am the inventor of the technology of which Moderna was founded. Look it up. I think I know what I'm talking about. And he says, again, he's continuing to go through more bogus lockdowns for posting absolutely correct statements on Twitter. And the whole world
is going through lockdowns that are bogus.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, and furthermore, is Facebook going to fact check me, or is Twitter going to ban me when I post, hey, it's my birthday today? I mean, only I know that it's my birthday and that is factual. Are they going to say, well, we don't really believe that could be fake news. He's just looking for gifts today. It's not really his birthday. When are they going to start stealing people's holidays? When are they going to start taking away people's birthdays? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. The inventor of this particular technology, is saying
kinda
not fake
news there, kinda real. But they have a new platform though. This is their new Gestapo is sweeping through like gangbusters, removing anything at all that relates to vaccine hesitancy. And they said that what part of that protocol is removing even true personal stories. Like for me, I posted actually the other day, and maybe this is a little overshare, but this is really important. But the other day, last weekend, I was hanging out with four female friends of mine, former female friends, basically. And for 2 days straight, they were all vaccinated. And I'm not joking, but by the second day of being in close quarters with them, I started feeling shooting pains in my abdomen. I started cramping up like I've never cramped up before. Excruciating pains to the point where I had to forego the activity that they were going to be in. And all night I was dealing with these pains. And the next day, I'm sorry, guys, but my period came early. It came early, much earlier than it normally should have. And I'm really worried at this point. And yes, this is a little bit of an overshare for a woman to a large audience here, but it is important. It's not just important. I'm sorry. It's urgent. Because when they say they're leading the sheep to slaughter, or, hey, we didn't know that we were in the concentration camp until the train already got us there. We are in the train right now.
I was sitting in a chair getting my hair cut earlier today. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to share with where I get my hair cut or, you know, whatever. But I will say this. The person that was cutting my hair said, the conversation came up about what a bunch of idiots people are out here. Right. The comment came up about, hey, maskless drivers, why? And the barber said that a lot of people are coming into the barber shop wanting to know if the barbers have been vaccinated. They're wearing their masks and they want to be sure. And when the barber says, well, no, I have not been vaccinated, a lot of them are leaving and running away in fear. Others are asking for the barber to then put their mask on, but they have been vaccinated. So if you're vaccinated, the whole purpose is that you believe that the vaccination, so-called vaccination, actually protects you from contracting or then spreading in turn a virus, which is the whole purpose of a vaccination. But we all know that this particular so-called vaccine does not guarantee that you will not contract the virus, that you have a 99.89% chance of surviving, recovering from. It also doesn't stop you from giving it to others. So why you got it in the first place, I don't know. And so she was like, you know, hey, is this shedding thing real? And I was like, well, yeah, this thing is real. And now this person who was the inventor of the technology is saying that, and yet being shut down as fake news. You just can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely insane.
No, you can't make it up, and you can't take away personal experiences, right? Like yours or my personal experience. Maybe it had nothing to do with the vaccine. Maybe it's just a huge coincidence. But it's no longer a coincidence when you're seeing thousands and thousands of stories come through of people that have not been vaccinated, but they've been around close quarters with others that have been vaccinated who are experiencing those same effects of those who have been vaccinated, whether it be issues with menstrual cycles, piercing headaches, tinnitus, other kinds of things that we have just listed on and on as far as the vaccine side effects go. These are their personal stories. How are those personal stories fake news? They're not. And by the way, I just have to mention this too to go along with it. But there's a strip club in Vegas, Larry Flint's Hustler Strip Club, that is offering free lap dances for a full year if you show your proof of vaccination.
For a full year.
So I think the irony is hilarious because, okay, we're here for your health and safety, right? We want you to be so healthy and safety. But,
well, we spread chlamydia and VD.
Here's a year of freeze fries and a year of lap dances. And let me put your dirty in my face for a year. That's more effective. That's more safe than having a COVID-19 vaccine.
All right. I've heard enough. We got to go. Deanna Lorraine, get her book, Taking Back America, in some way, shape, or form. Visit her at deannalorraine.com, and we will see you tomorrow. Deanna, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You want to take care of yourself, and we want to help you do that. The best way to do it is naturally and holistically. Also, the best way to do it is to deal with veteran-owned companies. When you're dealing with CBD to treat your physical pain, joint pain, ligament pain, muscle pain, or if you're dealing with psychological issues, the everyday run-of-the-mill stress and anxiety, who's not dealing with that? PTSD, ADHD, actual diagnoses, however that's said. The natural and holistic way to deal with it is CBD. If you're already doing CBD business, then you're way ahead of the game. Just switch your company to a veteran-owned, patriot-owned company. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Also, 50% off site-wide right now for everybody on every product, whether it's the skincare products, the pain creams, the oils, the bath salts, whatever you want to do. 50% off. You can't beat that. AmericaFirstOil.com. Right now, use the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. The hot word in the media is Social Security, also cryptocurrency. There's a reason for that. Taxation is criminal, and we know that. I would predict that by 2035, there will be no more Social Security benefits. So how do you save? What do you do? Carlos Cortez is our in-house financial expert. He is the founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management, also the premier sponsor here, and he is a Stu Peter Show contributor. Carlos, you had about 24 emails requesting this two-page document that you have on your warning about Social Security. I think we need to hit on this again because there's people that could have missed this. How big of a deal is this and this attack on Social Security? They're going to use this to try to pay down this unpayable federal deficit, are they not?
Stu, thanks for having me. I just got done with a lunch with a client that flew in from Colorado. Just on this conversation alone, that's how serious it is. And I'm in Florida, so we just enjoyed a nice lunch on the water talking about her retirement. Long story short, yes, we have a two-page reference sheet that I'm more than willing to email to anyone that can email me at info@cortezwm.com. I'm sure you have it on the screens too. But it's basically a two-page cheat sheet or reference sheet that you need to know. You need to know the mathematical formulas that the government, run on. And basically, you need to find out what your full retirement age is and how it hinders your traditional IRA. What's crazy is that while you're taking Social Security, if you make over $19,320, the government is going to penalize you over that earnings test amount of $19,320 at 50% penalty. Then there's taxation. This is only if you collect Social Security before your full retirement age. Well, my cheat sheet will tell you when your full retirement age, if you don't want to Google it. After full retirement age, the earnings test is $50,000 and some change. If you go over that $50,000 mark, the penalty is lowered to only 33% of any amounts over that $50,000 mark. The scary part, Stu, is as Congress changes the terms and looks to update the actual 401k provisions, everybody in America has 401k and traditional IRA funds. And this is where it gets really scary. The money that you pull out of your 401k and IRAs is considered ordinary income as if you're working a job. So think of all the people that are on Social Security a little earlier than 66 that may need to pay bills and they're pulling money out of their traditional IRAs. All that is calculated against the penalty to Social Security. Furthermore, the other thing is we were told by the government that tax-free bonds that pay our bridges, our public school systems, our potholes that never get fixed, right, in the streets and the libraries and the stadiums, all of that is what we call government obligation bonds. But Stu, here's the crazy idiotic part that drives me freaking nuts is the fact that tax-free bonds are tax-free from state and federal taxation, but not towards the calculation of your Social Security. So if you have tax-free bonds in your portfolio and you are thinking, oh yeah, Social Security, no taxation, you're in for a nasty surprise. So if you're under 66 and you're taking Social Security and you have tax-free bonds, well, guess what? You'll lose pretty much half of your Social Security once you get to $19,320.
Unbelievable. info@cortezwm.com. You can also always visit Cortez Wealth Management at cortezwm.com. If you email him, he will send you that thing for free. No obligation to do business with him, although you should because he's an independent fiduciary and he's the chief sponsor here on Patriotically Correct, formerly known as, and now the Stu Peters Show. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's the any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and of course, here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the cars when they do. Say